The House's budget plan is $8 billion more than what the Senate has proposed spending during the next 2 years, and $4 billion more than what Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager estimated would be available. Strauss, a San Antonio Republican, says the House's budget reflects priorities that will require some money.
This budget recognizes that we've had a slowdown in our oil and gas sector, causing state tax collections to decrease. But it also recognizes that we have not seen a slowdown in our population growth.
Strauss says there's money in the House budget to begin reforming the state system for funding public schools and pay for needed improvements in the foster care system.
I thought it was more important this time around than to come to some philosophical answer to the budget and just work to a number. The House's approach is to work toward some priorities. We know it doesn't balance. We know there's some tough decisions to be made.
At a meeting with business leaders Wednesday, Strauss also said the Senate's transgender bathroom bill, supported by the lieutenant governor, may be bad for business. The Texas Association of Business estimates the bill's impact would cause Texas to lose $8.5 billion in tax revenues from businesses leaving Texas or canceling events like the NCAA Final Four, which San Antonio is set to host in 2018. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.